Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we are lifting up our eyes from the ugly way people are speaking of one another and treating one another in the society in which we live. We're lifting up our eyes from this troubled world to spend a few moments, morning and evenings, looking at Jesus. He is beautiful. And how do we know that he is so beautiful? Well, today I invite you to listen to these descriptions of what Jesus looks like at present, given to us for our instruction in the final book of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Listen to the beauty of the Lord described herein. Let this counter the ugliness that is sometimes all around us. Let's begin in Revelation 1, verses 13 through 15. The apostle describes Jesus, who he sees in his heavenly vision. John writes, "I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters." This is what Jesus looks like, and isn't he beautiful? Oh yes, the beauty of the Lord. Then we flip ahead a few more pages in our Bibles, and we come to the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. And here now, with John the Apostle, we are before the very throne of God. This is another encounter that allows us to see the beauty of God. God, the beautiful. I'll read Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. "After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.' Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald in appearance." Jasper, sardius, emerald, these are beautiful, colorful stones, and they reflect the absolute perfect beauty of the only God. The Lord is the epitome of beauty. He is perfect beauty. In our humanness, it will be difficult for us to grasp how brilliant is his radiance, but we must at least try. I submit to you that a healing balm, B-A-L-M, like a cream used to heal or soothe an injury, a healing balm for your soul in these troubling times, is to look to Jesus. It is to look to God. And how do you do that practically? You're on your way to work or school. You're on your way to bed or to work the night shift, maybe driving somewhere in your car. What can you do to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the beauty of the Lord? Let me give you one thing. When you have a few moments, shut off anything that distracts you. This radio, the news, social media, music, whatever it is. Then open your Bible and read Revelation 1, 13 to 15 and 4, 1 through 3. Read Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 to 15 and chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Read them more than once. Then close your eyes and picture who you are reading about. Who? The true beauty, the beauty of the living God. See if this soothes your soul. And join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.